or plumbing, then Atlas Butler wants you. We're seeking energetic, enthusiastic people to join our team. We offer top pay and awesome benefits. Work in a collaborative environment with people who work hard and have fun. No experience, no problem. We provide training in our new state-of-the-art facility. We've been investing in our employees' futures for almost 100 years. Be part of a team you can be proud of. Atlas Butler. Start your new career today by calling 1-800-FURNACE.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Station, live from the Fan Studios. You are now listening to the Buckeye Show with Tim Hall and Brandon Beam.
Sponsored by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today.
Welcome in. Here we go on a nice little Tuesday. I am sitting next to the unhacked Timmy Hall. Timmy, what's up, man?
Hacked! Not hacked anymore. Working my way through it. Beamer, it's good to see you, man.
It's good to see you, too.
Got the money.
Good. Everything got changed over. You went and you spent an hour at the bank this morning.
Yep,
you're all good on that front, right?
Hope so. Hope so. Interested to see what happens with the old paychecks on Friday.
Of course. Everything's direct deposit now. You don't get those nice paper checks. So we'll see what happens on Friday morning. What goes on if you get paid to work here?
Maybe it just goes into the atmosphere somewhere.
I've just rerouted. Maybe I'm the hacker and maybe it's just going to my account now.
I wouldn't mind getting paper checks for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Just having it delivered right there to the office. Like somebody just comes by with a stack of checks and just calls out names and just leaves it right there in your office desk. And then you just
calls
take
out
the
names
check.
Like it's roll call.
Yeah. You know how an employee would just walk around the office on payday and just yell out. You go back into the cubicle space and they say, Brandon Beam. And you raise your hand. Right here. Here's a check. You just walk around, pass out the checks.
That's how it goes?
Everybody just takes their glass and raises it up in the air.
Okay.
All right. Payday. Let's do it.
So you're unhacked and you're good. And you were just doing crosstalk with Common Man and Matty Ice. And I got to say that you guys were talking about condiments. And I'm with you that ketchup.
Ketchup sucks.
It does not. It really doesn't belong on anything. I get the argument for fries. I'm fine if you want to put ketchup on French fries. I'm all good with that. But I have to say, Common Man has taken quite the interest in what Evil Bald Colin is eating on a day-to-day basis. Ever since you've produced the show for them, he has taken a major interest in what you have been eating every single day for lunch. Now, what he doesn't realize is that you just had an absolute cardinal sin yesterday. You were all excited. You were all excited about the Wendy's spicy nuggets coming back, and that's cool. I'm with you. Those things are fantastic. Absolutely love them. But you put ketchup on the spicy nuggets yesterday. Defend yourself now.
Well, I'm not a fan of their new barbecue sauce mix that they just introduced like the last month or so.
I am.
You can't go...
It's pretty tasty. So what? You can't go putting it in. You can't put barbecue sauce on them.
I would rather
do ketchup.
I would rather do that. Yes,
boy. I don't even know what to say to you right now.
That brain's getting out of control.
It really is. The bald part is still there, but the evil part is growing stronger by the day.
The evil is starting to take over.
You're like young Anakin in the first couple episodes of the Star Wars. Like you can just see you are turning into a Sith Lord now, putting ketchup on your chicken.
He's the black-suited Spider-Man.
He really is.
Tobey Maguire when the hair goes like straight over his eyes. He's dancing like an idiot.
He's going to turn into Venom soon. He's going to turn into an absolute nightmare of a villain.
Ketchup really is so overrated. As a kid, we all love it, right? We like to pour it on everything.
But sure.
There are just a... This is about it for me, right? Dipping it with a French fry.
Acceptable, yeah.
Breakfast sausage, maybe a breakfast hash brown.
Breakfast sausage and ketchup? What?
Yeah.
That's also disgusting, but
that's
go ahead.
That disgusting
yes,
to you?
Yes, it's horrible.
I thought this was an okay application for ketchup.
I don't think that's an okay application for ketchup.
Just straight plain, your breakfast sausage?
Yeah, or a little bit of maple syrup. Yeah.
Syrup's good, too.
Yeah, that's fine.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What about a hash brown, though? Breakfast hash brown.
Any potato you want to put ketchup on, I'm fine with that. You want to go with a tot, a french fry, whatever.
I would have like a breakfast sausage next to the hash browns. I'm not saying bacon. God, don't get me wrong. Not saying bacon. Just a breakfast sausage. And I think that's it. On a hamburger, right? On a hamburger or a hot dog.
Hamburger, it's fine. Yeah,
hamburger. But you don't need it on a burger or a hot dog. Depending on what you're doing with the burger or dog, you might just leave it off. Like, I go to Five Guys, and when I saw that A1 sauce was up on that board many, many years ago, I was like, ooh, yeah, A1 sauce on the burger. Forget the ketchup. Little A1 sauce.
Right.
And it's beautiful. But on chicken, it's chicken's just, you ruin it.
You ruin it.
By putting ketchup on it.
It's
dead.
A couple of years ago, we moved into our new place in Upper Arlington, and we had to have ketchup for something. Like, we were making our own barbecue sauce or whatever. Meredith was making some sort of sauce that needed ketchup. We did not have ketchup in our house for the first year and 10 months that we lived there. Year and 10 months we went without having ketchup. It's got no place for me. On a hot dog, get it out of here. That's disgusting. The only thing that should go on a hot dog, if you do it Chicago style, you put a little relish on there, some mustard, maybe perhaps a pickle, a sport pepper, or some stadium mustard. Sport pepper.
The place that I always love to go to in Raleigh, the Roast Grill, which has been featured on a lot of the cooking shows, I've always told you about the no ketchup allowed in there. The signs restricting ketchup in that place. And that's like a traditional mustard, onion, chili slaw would be the all the way Carolina style chili dog.
Absolutely delicious.
Yeah, absolutely terrific.
So fantastic.
Eggs with ketchup?
No, hot sauce. That's fine. Hot sauce is fine. No ketchup on eggs.
But is that like a sin?
Yeah, I consider it a sin, but I can see how people would enjoy that.
Yeah, it's gross. It's so, just the smell, the overpowering smell of it.
Too strong.
You know?
So, some breaking news here on the Buckeye Show right now. 4-star combo guard out of Garfield Heights, Cleveland, Ohio, and the class of 2021, Michi Johnson, has just committed to the Buckeye basketball team. Timmy, Michi Johnson, 4-star, like I said, combo guard, number 71 in the 24/7 sports composite ranking. Excuse me, he's 71 in 24/7 sports. He is on composite 79. He's the 4th rated player in the state of Ohio. 4-star combo guard, Timmy. 5'11", 160, Michi Johnson, Chris Holtman and company just bagged another big prospect.
Interesting again, Beamer, how we look at the 2021 class, and that's one more guy thrown in there. You've got Kalen Etzler, Ohio guy. You add another one in there, Garfield Heights, you say, with Michi Johnson. There is not a lot of meat on those bones just yet, as you just said. But
5'11", 160.
There's time to do it. And again, you don't have to be, if you're going to be a guard that's about slashing and getting into the paint and quickness and you're able to shoot the ball from the outside, you don't have to be. We know the game of basketball this day and age. We've seen plenty of 6'11" guys that are barely 200 pounds dripping wet. So Michi having a second guy now in the 2021 class, still nobody in 2020.
Nobody.
We talked about that, though. We think it's maybe roster breakdown and who they're expecting to have back this year. But this is a player that we followed for a while, so it's great to see him join the forces.
What you got, CB?
Could also be a little pipeline here, because originally, before Gaffney transferred in high school, that prep school, he went to Garfield Heights.
All right, so there you go. Chris Holtman perhaps establishing a nice little pipeline. That's great. I mean, here you are. You get the Buckeye basketball news yesterday about the non-conference schedule being played, and then you get this dropped on your head for a nice little Tuesday. This proves to you that we aren't pre-recorded, because this just came out at like 6:03, and here we are talking about it right now.
Michi Johnson. Every night.
He commits to Ohio State. I gotta say, man, the Holtman and company over there at Ohio State, it really feels like this sucker is starting to turn the wheels, doesn't it? You know, you've been around, you know, you worked down in the Carolinas, Timmy. You were around the perennial blue bloods in college basketball when you talk about Carolina and Duke and NC State and some of the runs that they've had. But I'm telling you right now, that there is a gut feeling that I know both you and I share with this basketball team, that something special is cooking over at the Shot right now. It really is. Just the way that Chris Holtmann came in here, we've talked about it before, the expectations in your first 2 years at Ohio State were so low. The expectations your first year were incredibly low. The only reason you had a semblance of expectations last year was because what he did in the first year at Ohio State. You still made it into the NCAA tournament both years. You still won a game both years. They are light years ahead, I think, of even where they probably saw themselves when he was taking over this job.
And you're right about this season marking the beginning of the turn.
Yes.
And the rise to the next level. I mean, I could also sit here and tell you what he did in the first 2 years taking over the program already proved what he's going to accomplish. Basically, getting to the tournament and winning each of your first 2 years, I think, to me, would have set off the flares that said, I don't know, I can't guarantee that I'm going to win a national championship.
Sure.
That's just tough to guarantee anywhere.
Of course.
With the way that this sport is,
yes,
with the tournament and how you have to be the last one standing. But I think that definitely signaled it's going to the next level. Like, that's it's an automatic given. And now it would be to race the guy before you, because Thad Matta's accomplishments, when you just lay him out on a table, spread him out and say, wow, like,
look at what he did.
That many Big Ten tournament championships, that many Big Ten regular season championships, whether that's an outright or a share of it, that is wildly impressive. It's why I wanted it so bad for the Holtmann in year one, when you had a chance, a really, really good chance. It sucks that you didn't get one, as good as that team was.
Damn it, Northwestern.
Northwestern.
You blew that lead against Michigan State.
With an 18 or a 20-point lead or something like that, right? And then there was a share of the Big Ten championship right there for you. But it's exciting. I mean, he's getting some of the recruits that he wants. He's already done that. I mean, he's already got three that he wanted here and ready to go. Anxious to see what happens with 2020, if we're going to get a guy or two. And now that you're already off and running with 2021, and we're excited for this season. I mean, so much, so much. We got football on the horizon, but when we get that double tap with both sports going at the same time, when November rolls around, I cannot wait for it.
It's fantastic. It's a great part of the year. But, I mean, you want to talk about a guy in Thad Matta, and I think what you laid out there was, it's incredibly true, right? You come into this school where, you know, the basketball program was on the way down. There's no doubt about that it was down in the cellar. There's no questions about the job that Chris Holtmann had to do here. And that was to bring a brand back to life, to bring Ohio State basketball to the national forefront. You look at what Thad Matta did here, 5-time regular season champ, 4-time Big Ten tournament champion. Right there, I mean, you belong in the pantheon of greatness for all of Ohio State coaches. There's no doubt about it. Best basketball coach at Ohio State, I believe, in history. That's my personal opinion. You can debate me on that all day long. But exactly what you said is that you are now laying the foundation to go after Thad. You are laying the foundation to say, Thad did it here at Ohio State. You know, he's had some incredible players to come through these doors. Chris Holtmann is the same way. And I don't think the last 2 or 3 years of Thad's tenure here at Ohio State should reflect upon what he was as a coach here at Ohio State. But you're right. You know, you line this up in the first 2 years where you're not supposed to accomplish anything, and you go out and win back-to-back NCAA tournament games in 2 years. You are. You're laying the groundwork of saying, I want to be the best basketball coach that Ohio State's ever had.
You know who's always a guy I circle back to and think of when I'm wondering just if this can be done? You know, do we just have delusions of grandeur? Like, are we at a certain plateau and that's all it's going to be? I know a lot of Buckeye basketball fans have maybe struggled with that at times, knowing that you got to a national championship game and you couldn't walk through that door and you didn't get back to that game. I mean, getting to another Final Four and just another wave, that should have alone, like, been enough for you. But I look at Tony Bennett at Virginia as like if we could be the carbon copy of that, and then say, you're actually on a bigger level than that, then what Virginia's football program would provide for its athletics department. But the fact that they have had to do it and make that rise in the ACC and go after the likes of Duke and Carolina, and he wins and he just established a recruiting pipeline, I think Chris Holtmann is that here in the Midwest. If you call us the Midwest.
Sure. You're here in the Big Ten. Big Ten country.
Big Ten
Midwest.
Country. Here in our little spot of the country, I think Chris Holtmann is Tony Bennett.
That's pretty high claim.
He's that good.
He is good. He's great. As John Rothstein said, he is as something. I don't know.
More meticulous than a forensics officer.
That's right. More meticulous than a forensics officer. Thank you, CB, because I am very stupid. 4-star guard, combo guard, Michi Johnson out of Garfield Heights commits to Ohio State. He is number 2 in the class of 2021. Him and Kalen Etzler.
Top 100 guy.
Top 100 guy in the country, 79 in the 24/7 sports composite rankings for basketball. A huge day for Ohio State. We know they have a ton of expectations to live up to this year. What do we think needs to happen for Ohio State hoops to reach its full potential this upcoming season? We'll do that next. It's the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
Winners of the prestigious Platinum Microphone Award every year, given to the best radio station in the world. No need to look it up. It's real. The Fan.
Come on over to Heartland.
Now, with all the bank consolidation going on, are you now truly just a number? Who's helping you with your financial affairs? Do they work together as a team for your best returns and decisions? Come see why community banking is the place to be. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 30 years, Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse has been serving Columbus with the finest award-winning thick-cut aged steaks. Consistently voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is also rated excellent by Zagat Guide as one of the top steakhouses in the country. Enjoy happy hour cocktails Monday through Friday with bar plates starting at $5. Located in Upper Arlington, downtown, and Dublin, Hyde Park can accommodate events for groups of 6 to 300. Hyde Park knows Buckeye fans demand the best. That's why they're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP Experience at ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit ohiostatefourmiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the shoe.
We believe in food.
Grown in the fields of Ohio.
In clean air and water.
And in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us in the journey.
Together.
Together.
Together with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
The team at Atlas Butler wants to make something clear. We're always open. That's right. We have service technicians scheduled day and night, Saturdays and Sundays, and even holidays. Whether you call us at 10 a.m. or 10 p.m., we're ready. And since we're always open, you never pay any overtime charges. Call today. Get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with our award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front-row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Here's a little radio lesson. We have three stations for you to choose from. You're on The Fan, but if you hit that little HD icon on your radio, it magically takes you to 1460 ESPN. And then if you hit it again, it's our HD3 signal. Sometimes you'll find goodies on there like crew games. This public service is brought to you by me.
Let's talk about Noah. Last year, he had a fast food delivery job. The hours were garbage. The pay was worse. So he went to My Computer Career. In less than 6 months, Noah started his IT career. Now he's in line for his second promotion. Is your job garbage? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Don't miss out on the huge savings this boating season at Buckeye Lake Marina. Check out Central Ohio's largest selection of over 100 new and used boats inside Buckeye Lake Marina's 15,000 square foot showroom. Visit BuckeyeLakeMarina.com today and we'll see you on the water.
James Laurinaitis here to share how much I love my Kubota MX5800 tractor I got from Green & Sons. Mine has a front loader and a brush mower attachment, but the options are limitless. Go check out all of Kubota's options at Green & Sons in Mount Sterling or in Broadway, north of Marysville.
Hello. I'm Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner. Together, Modus Insurance Group and Brick Street Insurance are now Encova Insurance. Much like in athletics, Encova relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, and more, Encova provides a full range of insurance products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. Contact your independent Encova insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Join us down in the holler for the inaugural Wild and Wonderful Country Fest, August 23rd and 24th. It's going to be 2 days of axe throwing, moonshine sipping, and pepperoni rolling good times in the mountains of West Virginia. Get your backwoods groove on with our hosts, the Davidson Brothers. Plus, performances by some of your favorite country artists, like Hank Williams Jr.,
Old Dominion,
Diamond Rio,
Scotty McCreery,
and more. It's the inaugural Wild and Wonderful Country Fest, August 23rd and 24th. Get your tickets now at WWCFest.com.
The Buckeye Show is presented by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Two men with very bad facial hair. I'm talking scary bad hair. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Back here on the Buckeye Show. If you're just now joining us, we appreciate you very much for listening. And some news for you. Meechie Johnson, four-star combo guard out of Garfield Heights up in Cleveland, class of 2021, has just committed to Ohio State. He joins Kalen Etzler in that class, also a four-star forward for that class.
Like a 6'8 guy, Kalen Etzler is.
Big,
yeah,
big kid.
Swing guy.
Big boy, lanky, real lanky. He's going to put on some weight when he gets to Ohio State, probably in his last couple years of high school. These two kids are going into their junior years of high school. They'll have a couple more years of development under them. We were watching some videos during the breaks.
Mm-hmm.
From what I can gather, the kid is lightning quick. He has great handles. He's got good outside shooting ability. And he can drive to the rack and go and body with the big fellas, even though he's undersized, not undersized, but smaller at 5'11".
There's a couple other things to point out. By the way, we're brought to you here by our friends at Mitsubishi North. Check them out at ColumbusMitsu.com. CB was mentioning to us in the break, like, you look this up. You remember that article out of, it was one of the Iowa reporters following DJ Carton.
Yeah.
And it had a little like insight about what the plan was, the recruitment strategy was going to DJ Carton, like some of the things that he had sort of filtered to this reporter. And Chris Holtman wasn't trying to like make believe that someone as good as DJ Carton on the trail was going to stay at Ohio State for 4 years. What was that first year plan for him? Big Ten Freshman of the Year.
Yeah.
Go after that and make that your goal. Second year,
win a national championship,
national player of the year, go to the NBA.
Right.
And then after that, 2021 recruiting cycle, then there's your, say, combo guard. He runs point. Meechie Johnson, there would be your guy to come in after the DJ Carton two-year era is over, because I think that is all we're going to get out of him.
I think it could possibly be one.
He might tickle with one.
Yeah.
He might dance with that. Meechie, too, a guy that scored 50. Could you imagine, as a freshman at any varsity level sport, Beamer, coming in and having even a quarter of that impact on in any sport that you try 50
no.
points in a varsity basketball game
no, I can't.
As a freshman. And he seemed to do it with ease, with shooting the ball, just being hot from the outside. I like the one clip I saw of a guy throwing down a two-handed dunk, and his teammate gets the ball out lightning quick, and Michi's up the floor 3 seconds later hitting a 10-foot jump shot. Erase the two-handed jam. Just erased it.
While the other kid is celebrating
well, you put
underneath
your arms,
the hoop.
Yeah, well, you put your arms up in the air to sort of like hang on the rim for an extra second and celebrate. A two-pointer that wasn't flashy, it's a 10-foot teardrop jumper, goes in the hoop.
They all count the same.
They all count the same. This guy can score, and he looks like an unselfish player as well. You talk about the quickness and his quick release, the shot that he possesses. That's pretty cool. It's pretty good. Pretty good day here.
It's a good get out of Chris Holtmann and company over at the Ohio State basketball facility. Just to tell you, he had offers, Michi Johnson did, from Ohio State, Indiana, Michigan State, Wisconsin, and Xavier.
Yeah,
those were his
interests.
I'm looking at the 24/7 sports list, and it said that, you know, he's that's the schools that he was interested in, and he just committed to Ohio State. So going up against Indiana, we've told you on this show, watch out for perhaps the, you know, the little war that you got going on with IU basketball and Archie. And Chris Holtmann and company, again, get four-star combo guard Michi Johnson out of Garfield Heights. He's 5'11 right now, 160. He will put on some more weight. He'll be good. But from what we were watching, Timmy, this kid is electric. And like CB illustrated to us in the break, you know, that's your two-year plan right there, is that DJ Carton could flirt with 1 year. If he stays the second year, win a national championship, player of the year, Woo! And then he slide right into Michi Johnson. It'll be all good. So very, very cool for Ohio State basketball. They get another big one on the trail today. But let's turn our attention to this year, Timmy. We talked to the Holtmann yesterday. We will re-air that coming up around 6:33, if you missed it from yesterday, about the possibilities of bigger games coming to St. John Arena, what he thinks of the non-conference
yep.
schedule.
Schedule's all set. How important is schedule making to your program? Some of the things that we'll talk with the Holtmann about.
And this year, they have pretty big expectations. They are listed. I was looking on today, and it was redone today. It was refreshed today on ESPN.com. They did their way too early top 25 ranking. Buckeyes holding pat, Timmy, at number 12. So you come into the year. These are national writers who are picking Ohio State 12th in the preseason. That, to me, is an unbelievable accomplishment. Even being thought of in the preseason to be ranked at number 12 in the country. To put that on a line in March Madness,
it's a four.
You are, yeah, exactly. It's a three.
That's a three.
It's a three
yeah,
seed.
You'd be walking into the last three. We've seen Joe Lenardi, the Lenard dog, throw them in as a four. I think that's an outstanding line to shoot for. That's a big improvement from what this team was last year. And that's even going a step ahead of where you were in the Cade Bates Diop season.
Sure.
Which was nearly a one game away from being a Big Ten champ, mind you. I'd like to set four as the goal. Let's do better than that. Let's go above that. Let's try to be a two. Let's try to be a one. I mean, I think that would be phenomenal to see Ohio State get back to a spot where you can pull down a one seed. Then you really matter. Then watch what that can do for recruiting, as if it
oh, yeah.
already isn't good with what Chris Holtmann's putting together here.
It's already great. I mean, it's already great
with the class he brought in.
Sure, it is. And if you're right. If you go out and you blow the doors off of expectations and you walk into March, you know, you possibly share that title again with Michigan State. You go in and dominate a Big Ten slate,
yes.
Timmy. You win a lot of your non-conference games, the games that are coming up that are huge this year. You win most of those suckers, maybe one loss in there. You roll through a Big Ten season. Ohio State could possibly be on a one or two seed line by the end of the year if everything clicks. How amazing is that? 2 years. This is his third year now. You are talking about Ohio State basketball being back in the realm of national championship contenders.
And again, I think having the difficult schedule, and it was refreshing to hear Chris say this in one of his offseason press conferences, that when in doubt, you want to always err on the side of scheduling tough, right? And I said to myself, thank you. Like, this is my kind of coach, right? Schedule,
sure.
Err on scheduling tough. Because when you've got a team that is equipped to go in and on a good night hang or beat any team in the country. That, I believe, is the kind of roster that you're going to be able to float out there with this squad, mixing in Caleb and our vets with the freshman class. And you have all those opportunities. So what if Villanova comes in and gets you?
They won't.
You know?
Saying that right now.
I don't think they will either. I think that's your game. You're at home. You're getting that one. So what if UNC gets you at the Dean Dome? It's okay.
That's okay.
You're going to have a lot of opportunities in the non-con, and you're going to have several of them in the Big Ten this year to go out and stack up marquee wins. We're going to get a lot more of those than we had last season. We're not going to have that giant midseason slump.
No.
That's what I can promise you. You might have a two-game skid somewhere. You ain't getting a three or a four or, God forbid, a five. It's not going to happen.
If you missed it yesterday, we talked to Chris Holtman about the upcoming non-conference schedule. If you missed it, we will replay that next. It's the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
Football and bourbon. Sometimes in that order. Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Weekdays from 10 to noon.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
There's something different about a diamond from Diamonds Direct. It sparkles more. It's more brilliant. It stands out. People notice it more. You know why? It starts with owners who are obsessed with quality and perfection. Every diamond at Diamonds Direct is handpicked for maximum brilliance. We know how to get the perfect cut that gives you that magic sparkle. In fact, we're so picky. For every 100 diamonds we look at, we will usually only choose about 5 to bring back to our showroom. Then, to give you the ultimate in confidence, our diamonds are certified by the most stringent and most reputable American gem labs. In fact, Diamonds Direct has one of the largest selections of GIA certified diamonds in the country. Our passion for quality extends to the rings we sell too. Our engagement rings are not cookie cutter. They're handcrafted by the world's top ring designers, with intricate detail and true artisan craftsmanship made right here in America. No cutting corners, no compromises. That's why you can always spot a diamond from Diamonds Direct, Ohio's direct diamond importer, on Polaris Parkway in front of Polaris Fashion Place.
Come see how tasty and affordable healthy can be. Visit Fresh Thyme Farmers Market for great deals on fresh produce, meats, and other natural organic products, like 30% off all chicken, including ground, marinated, and stuffed, now through August 14th. Fresh Thyme Farmers Market. Freshness for less, freshness for all.
Hi, Mark Bleeks from Mobile Center, powered by Sprint. I want to personally thank you, the Fan listeners, for your business over the past several years. We strive daily to provide the best service for you and your family's wireless needs. Your phone and the Sprint network is very important. In fact, it's often the lifeline to the ones you love. Thank you for letting Mobile Center and Sprint play a small piece in keeping your family connected and safe. Visit us today at mobilecenterinc.com and let us know how we can help you stay connected. That's mobilecenterinc.com.
Cool off with Logan AC and Heat Services. Now you can save 50% off an air conditioner with the purchase of a Trane furnace, and get 0% APR financing for 60 months. For fast, friendly service, choose Logan Services.
Can't get enough Buckeyes? We've got you covered. The 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
Presented by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services and Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wednesday nights at 8. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $4.99 deals. How would you like it?
Can I get that red like a sportscaster?
If you're just joining us here on the field, you can choose from 4 tasty footlongs or 4 6-inch meals that include a 21-ounce drink and chips for just $4.99 each every day. Any choice is a winner. So score a 6-inch meal or footlong with $4.99 deals today. Now, back to the booth.
Hey, you guys want to go to Subway?
Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices and subs included may vary. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
When it comes to my family's health care, I want the highest quality care possible. That's why I choose Buckeye Health Plan. Buckeye is rated number one in quality for Medicaid in Ohio. They cover doctor, dental, and vision visits, as well as prescription drugs, at no cost to me. Buckeye gives me rides to my doctor and has a free 24-hour nurse line. I even earn rewards for making healthy choices. Choose quality. Choose Buckeye. Go to choosebuckeye.com to find out how.
Adena Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. At Adena's new ER in Chillicothe, we're using state-of-the-art technology to change the face of emergency care in the region. It's all part of Adena's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at Adena.org. Adena Health System, here for life.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car.
because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Failed student play-by-play voices? Check. The Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Back here on the Buckeye Show, we'll get to the Holt Man in a second. Something interesting coming down from Colin Haas-Hill from 11 Warriors. He said four teams in the country have received commitments from 2021 prospects. Ohio State is the only team with two commitments at the moment, Meechie Johnson and Kalen Etzler. It's fantastic.
There's only four teams
with commitments for 2021.
In the country or in the Big Ten?
In the country.
Wow. That's it?
That's it.
Only four?
Only four.
So then it isn't that surprising that Ohio State's the only one with two then?
No.
That just blows me away, though.
Pretty crazy, right?
Like, I know you don't go that far out, but that's only 2 years out. I mean, we live in a world where you recruit juniors, whether you want to or not.
Right.
That's wild.
Well, you're recruiting sophomores and freshmen at that point.
Hey, planning ahead. It's good.
All right, so we aired the Holt Man interview yesterday. If you missed it, he talks about a bunch of good stuff in there about the non-conference schedule. So here is Chris Holtman talking about the upcoming non-conference schedule for the Ohio State Buckeyes basketball team. Oh, hold on. Wait a second. Here we go.
What's up, guys? Great to be with you.
Well, we're happy that you're here. You know, we've been covering Ohio State football so much, and
we've been doing a lot of basketball too, Beam. We keep it going. We keep it rocking and rolling on this show.
Even in August, we still got to talk about the basketball team. There's no doubt you guys come into the year, a lot of expectations, Coach, but the schedule, the non-con just came out today. We got dates for all the games, and I got to say, when you hear the five teams, Cincinnati, Villanova, North Carolina, Kentucky, and West Virginia. First thing that comes to your mind when you hear those five teams in the non-con, Coach?
A lot of sleepless nights, a lot of Advil, and hopefully a lot of excitement for our great fans. That's part of the reason why you put the schedule together is, there's a lot of reasons why, and you guys know this because you really do an incredible job covering our program. There's a reason. There's a science behind you're putting a schedule this challenging and this competitive together, and a lot of it has to do with giving yourself the best chance to be an NCAA at-large team, and then also working on your seeding, and there's no guarantees on any of those, but you try to put a schedule together that's that fits that criteria, number one, and then obviously you're taking into account what games your fans would enjoy seeing. And when I was hired here, we talked about trying to do that in the non-conference as much as possible. I didn't know at the time we were going to go to 20 Big Ten games,
right,
which changes the game a little bit with your flexibility in the non-conference.
You know, Beam and I talked, and we're going to have a conversation. We're going to get that Villanova game for you moved to St. John Arena. We're going to get it rocking and rolling. We're going to blow the roof off that joint. We all love the shot, but we're going to talk to Gene. Yeah. Maybe you can. We will do all the fighting for you, so you can just hang out and coach the team. And we'll figure that one out. I was curious though, why on the St. John Arena game was it the Monday instead of the Friday right before the Michigan game? How we kind of, I think we talked about that in a past interview of trying to set something up there. Same week, but I was wondering why the difference Monday, Friday there.
We will do that every chance we get, particularly with playing the team up north on a Saturday at home.
Okay.
In the shoe. We will almost always plan on playing a Friday game in St. John Arena. That's just a tradition we would like to make happen. I don't think I've had a chance to talk to you guys. We had some glitches in our schedule that took a lot of maneuvering in the last really month and a half to 2 months. And it had to do with crazy stuff, like one of the schedulers got indicted So we had a tournament fall through that we had done early in the fall. And long story short, it took a lot of maneuvering. So the game that we had scheduled for that Friday, even though we're playing away, our football team's playing away, obviously going to that team, we decided that Monday would work best with an in-state school like Kent State.
It's fantastic. You get the in-state school coming in. That's two on your schedule this year, Coach. We know Cincinnati this year. It's the first time since 1921 that the Bearcats are coming up to Columbus. It's almost been 100 years since that happened. And then you get Kent State, obviously, coming into St. John Arena. But, you know, for you, how cool is it to go back into that building? I know the shot's great and everything, but how cool is it to go back? And, I mean, you're kind of transformed to back in the day. You got the 80s night on the scoreboard. What's that experience like for you and your players?
It's really cool. I think our guys loved it last year. Our staff did a great job, and Nike honestly did a great job with the throwback uniforms.
Gorgeous, yeah.
With the script Ohio. I mean, they flew off the shelves. I mean, I think people still have asked me, how do I get one of those? I'm like, I don't know. I just coach our team. I have no idea how to get any. That's really outside my lane. But It was a phenomenal night and evening, and really well put together by David Egelhoff and some of our administrative staff. We will want to do it every year. We love playing in there. We have toyed with the idea of playing a team like Villanova in the non-conference, or even. So your idea isn't as far-fetched as maybe you think, or even playing a Big Ten opponent in St. John. So we've talked about it. Gene and I have talked about it. We've discussed playing as many as two. It'll always be one because obviously, as you guys know, there's other factors that go into that. That you have to be aware of.
Yeah, like people being indicted and things like our eyes to some new intricacies of making these schedules here. This is incredible. Chris Holtman's with us.
Yeah. That was. There's a backstory to that. No one, I'm sure, that any of us know, but there was someone who. Third party who handles schedule that did get indicted. So anyway,
it'd be amazing
we'll move
the
on,
people who Timmy calls friends, Coach. I think he may know that person.
Yeah, right. Now, you know what though? Chris Holtman's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Fan Guest Hotline right now on the Buckeye Show. We love seeing schedules come out in college basketball. If you're a nerd about the sport, it's like Christmas morning just to open up all the presents and to see everything in its rightful place. I'm just curious for you as a coach, there are so many different elements of running a program. Is that something that you enjoy? You mentioned the sleepless nights. I get it. You joke, but a lot of people are happy about some of the big boys on the schedule. And to me, that's fun to set that up like that and then go play it. Do you like that as part of your job?
Scheduling directly impacts the bottom line on your program and the success of your program. So it's one of the, you know, coaches will talk about recruiting, player development. Nowadays, guys, you throw in roster management as another really important factor to running a successful program. But scheduling has always been and will always be an important, really important part of the job. And David Egelhoff is spearheads that on our staff, but it's looking at the numbers. You know, I do enjoy it. We did not have a say in who we played in the Big Ten Big East Challenge. We were given about three or four teams that we could potentially play: Creighton, Providence, Villanova. They gave us the team that had won the Big East the last 12 years.
They're pretty good.
You know, we were given a list of about three or four schools that we could play in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. And they were, you know, NC State. I think Virginia Tech was mentioned. Carolina was mentioned. They gave us Carolina. So some of those, you don't have a complete say anymore in your schedule. It's exciting. And you really are excited, honestly, for your players, because you know they look forward to games like that. It's our job as coaches to be as unconditional in our approach as possible. And we know you can lose any game and you can win any game. That's the reality in college basketball. So I don't think we have quite the same excitement, perhaps that a fan might or a player might, because you're focused on as unconditional as approach as possible.
Coach, you've been spending the summer with your players, obviously getting ramped up for the season. Have they kind of pinpointed one game? Do you know, are they looking forward to one game possibly more than another? Are they just ready for the season to get ripping along and ready to win some games?
I heard whispers of them hoping that we got certain teams in those challenges, just because of the right. You're playing programs that are considered being, you know, blue blood. So I think there's some excitement with that. But honestly, I try to stay away from any type of conversation about, occasionally I'll ask our upperclassmen, you know, who would you prefer to play? But I stay away from it just because, again, I want them to understand, the importance of being ready to play in every particular game and improving as the season goes on. But I'm not an idiot, right? I do know that they would have preferences when it comes to some of those games.
Chris Holtmann joining us on the Buckeye Show tonight. Coach, we really appreciate it. Timmy and I, as soon as this show is done, we're going to get on the horn with Gene, and we're going to try to get that Villanova game to St. John Arena.
You're getting that thing done.
You worry about all that, and we got that covered, okay?
Let's talk some next interview. Let's hit some basketball topics, too, aside from just the scheduling stuff. That sound good?
Anytime. And let me know how that conversation with Gene goes.
Chris Holtmann from yesterday talking about the non-conference schedule, man. It is going to be fun.
The call went great with Gene. It's all taken care of.
It's all taken care of. Everybody out there listening, don't even worry about it. All right, what's the latest in Buckeye recruiting? We know we just got a boom today for the Buckeye basketball team with Michi Johnson. Who else are they looking into in that class? Also, some news about Paris Johnson Jr. and Darian Henry. We'll get to that next as we go on the trail. It's the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
Feel unappreciated? Things not working out the way you imagined? Bad news. Sometimes life sucks. Good news. We don't. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Love the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Supporting the licensed merchandise helps provide financial scholarship and helps support the academic mission.
The library receives support every time someone buys merchandise.
Buckeye-thon, like a lot of other student organizations, is supported by buying officially licensed Ohio State merchandise.
My alumni association is supported through the sale of officially licensed merchandise.
My team benefits from the official sales, and that's why we buy Buckeye.
That's why I buy Buckeye.
And that's why I buy Buckeye.
Visit shop.ohiostatebuckeyes.com.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Come on over to Heartland.
Getting a mortgage? We take pride in providing the value and service you deserve in one of the most important transactions you'll ever have. Community banks have the most flexibility and the lowest rates. Now fact check that. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
NFL all the time. It's the NFL Hour with Matt Hayes and Joshua Perry.
Live and local, every Tuesday night at 8.
If you're out of the loop on NFL news, it's your own fault. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Most people are coming in because they have a problem, and they have all kinds of hopes and aspirations and things they want to do. And they're finally walking into the Good Feet store. I'm ready to dive in there and help them find a solution to their problem.
You're listening to Beth, an art support specialist at the Good Feet store.
So this woman walks in. She's literally got tears coming out of her eyes. I'm going to Turkey. I'm going to be walking and walking and walking. I've wanted to go there my entire life. I can't walk, and I don't know what to do, so help me. And I helped her.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
She called me and told me what a wonderful time she had on her trip, was virtually pain-free, that I had literally saved her life. I'm going to cry. You just can't replace that.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Call 880-9255 or visit the Good Feet store on Polaris Parkway or Grove City.
Hey, small business owners. Have you ever been fooled by double talk from your internet and phone provider? Did it go something like this?
Get fast internet and phone for a great price.
But what they actually mean is
slow internet, added taxes and fees.
When Spectrum Business says blazing fast internet for $44.99 a month and phone for $29.99 a month, they mean it. With Spectrum Business, there are no hidden fees, no added phone taxes, and no contracts. Spectrum Business Internet starting speed is 100 megabits per second, much faster than other providers. Plus, if you're stuck in a contract, they'll buy you out of it.
No double talk?
Really? No double talk?
With Spectrum Business, what they say is what they mean. Call 877-285-6789 now to get faster internet and reliable phone with no hidden fees and no contracts. That's 877-285-6789. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
On the trail, the latest Buckeye recruiting news and updates.
Back here on the Buckeye Show, we have already told you about one Michi Johnson committing to the Ohio State basketball team today. Four-star combo guard out of Garfield Heights up in Cleveland. He is commit number two. He joins Kalen Etzler, who is also an in-state prospect. Kalen Etzler just tweeted, at Malachi Branham. Still waiting on that commitment, man.
Why don't you join
me and Meech? 6'4", 175, plays at St. Vincent St. Mary. He is number 22 in the 24/7 sports ranking. He is 41 in the composite, Timmy. Number one in the state of Ohio. Number three combo guard in the country. That is one. I'm on the 24/7 sports website right now. He's got the offer from Ohio State. He's got the offer from Xavier. Doesn't have one from Michigan State just yet, but the interest on there is warm. So we will see. How funny would that be if they get three commitments for the class of 2021 before they get one in the class of 2020?
God, talk about getting your homework done early, right?
Sure.
No procrastination whatsoever for
Lock
Buckeye
these
Hoops
guys up.
2021. It's just, yeah, making sure that those commitments stay solid. That's the one and only concern, is that you would have done your work so far in advance that you got to worry about the poachers coming in and trying to steal your guys.
Sure.
So keeping those three solid, having them all being Ohio guys, though, you think they would get a nice tight bond around that. Being the three amigos, all from the state, that could wind up being a really special thing for Buckeye basketball.
Of course it can. Not just playing in your varsity teams or going up against each other in that capacity, but I'd imagine some of these guys would join up teams in AAU ball,
sure,
create a bond through that, the travel teams, whatever. Hey, I want to play with this guy. He's going to be on my college team. I want to be able to create that bond with him. Let's go and make that happen.
You just talk about a lasting legacy. If you were to get a Malachi Branham commitment soon and they stay committed, and, you know, they spread the word, they start, you know, carrying the flag for the Ohio State basketball program before they're even here, 2 years before they're even here.
Yeah.
Two plus years. And then they wind up coming here and walking through that door and fulfilling, backing up what their star power was.
Sure.
And get some things done for Ohio State. Imagine if, you know, a couple of these guys are four-year players. It's almost like you'd have them for 6 years, you know, being involved with the program.
An ambassador of the team.
Oh, my God. It gets That's exciting to think that far down the line. I know I'm putting the cart ahead of the horse a little bit, but just something potentially to look forward to.
It is kind of funny, though. You know, we're talking about this 2021 class, and I want to reemphasize that, is that they have two prospects in the class of 2021, and Colin Haas-Hill of 11 Warriors tweeted this out and said that Ohio State obviously has two commits for the class of 2021. There are only four schools in the country with a commitment for that class. Ohio State is the only one with two right now. So you're right. They have been doing their homework. It's obvious that they want to lock up these guys early, that they want to say, you know what? We want you. It doesn't matter what you do in your junior or senior year. We think you're going to be great for this team. We want you, and we are going to recruit you very hard, and we want you to play here in Columbus. And I do think it's kind of funny that, you know, the class of 2020 is just like, just kind of up in the air right now. We'll see what happens. We think the 2021 class is important. We just had a huge 2019 class. So we're going to play an every opposite year game.
Every opposite year. Hey, man, it's roster management. It's
yes,
one
it
of the things that the Holt man just talked about. Next time we have him on, we do want to discuss that with them, because I'm sure it's not like, oh, yeah, we're trying not to have a single basketball player jump on 2020. But it's also got to be a little bit by design in trying to plan this out if you think you might have nearly everybody back from this year's team. There is a good chance that could happen.
Of course it is.
All your key guys, all five starters, and maybe three or four of your best bench players.
Just
minus Andre Wesson, of course.
Everything is methodical. There is nothing. There is not one stone that goes unturned that you don't see coming down the pipeline. You get paid to be the coach. This is what happens. You got to have that foresight, Timmy, to see that. Going to Buckeye football real quick and talking about recruiting in the hurry up. Yesterday, Taylor Lehman posted Paris Johnson Jr., Darian Henry, talk Ohio State commitments, Princeton senior season. So Princeton High School put in its media day on Monday, and as expected, Paris Johnson Jr., Darian Henry were available to talk. There was plenty to get caught up on. Both had submitted their applications to Ohio State at the beginning of the month. Henry had committed before Johnson, before he flew to Frisco, Texas for the opening finals. These were some of the highlights, and Paris Johnson Jr. said he is 1,000% committed after submitting his application in August. Before Monday, Johnson had remained, as always, vague about how solid the commitment is.
That's good to hear.
Exactly.
He said, great to hear.
Paris Johnson told 11 Warriors, it does feel good. Once I get that acceptance, it's pretty much over at that point. Right now, I can say that I'm staying at Ohio State 100%. Here was the interesting thing here. Said he took visits with Henry and Princeton linebacker Jaheim Thomas and tweeted photos after every visit. His caption on the Tennessee tweet had Buckeyes like Dwayne Haskins nervous where his recruitment might be headed. They had a right to be nervous, as Johnson told media at the opening finals that he nearly flipped to LSU and also considered Georgia at one point. So Ohio State gets Paris Johnson Jr. locked down. They get Darian Henry locked down. You're all good on that front.
Well, that's good. I mean, speaking about really mostly Paris Johnson right here, I'm really excited to see what Darian Henry can become here at Ohio State. But Paris Johnson has just been from the get-go. We talked about Josh Myers and what he was on the trail, right? But from Miamisburg, Paris Johnson being from Cincinnati and just being that next level kind of offensive lineman recruit. I mean, people think that this guy's going to be, you know, potentially 3 years at Ohio State and then big time NFL prospect.
Yeah, big
so
time.
So we will see. He's got a lot of expectations to live up to when he gets here to Ohio State. But to hear that it's settled down a little bit and he is that solid on his commitment, that's exciting. Also, the stuff about not, you know, when he switched from St. X to Princeton, they weren't too happy to hear about that. And it was like done lifting with the team, you know, whatever. Put that behind you. You're under a new program now for high school football. You get to enroll early. You're at a place that allows that. So smooth sailing, hopefully, from here on out for Paris.
Exactly. So it's all good. So Paris Johnson Jr. accepted to Ohio State. He's going to be here. Like you said, he's 100% committed. He's going to be a Buckeye. Also, Darian Henry, the same thing for him. So very cool. Buckeyes continue to dominate on the trail, both on the gridiron and on the hardwood. Nick Saban, he wants to play all Power 5 teams on his schedule, and I think he's a liar. Details next. It's the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
Buckeye games, check. Common Man Brian and T-Bone? Check. 24-7 scores and updates? Check. Breaking sports news? Check. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan? Check.
Toyota's national clearance event is on. Now through September 3rd, lease an all-new, greater-than-ever 2020 Corolla LE for just $169 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details. Or get any new built-in-the-USA 2019 Camry with $1,500 cash back. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP Experience at ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit ohiostatefourmiler.com. For more info, and we'll see you in the shoe.
Celebrating its 25th year, BBB's Torch Award for Ethics in our community. If you are a business leader whose organization promotes high character standards, we encourage you to apply for the 2019 Torch Award for Ethics. For more information on the entry process, to nominate a company, or to join us at our 25th anniversary event, please visit bbbtorchaward.com.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
Enjoy comfort that's built to last with a new Train heating and cooling system. At Train, we test so it runs. For a limited time, you can get a great deal on a qualifying new Train system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. That's traininfo.com. It's hard to stop a train.
When one thinks of the deli, the sunny shores of Waikiki don't typically come to mind. But Boar's Head is anything but typical. Introducing our new bold Aloha Sunshine Turkey. Sweet, savory, and dare we say, tropical. Coated in a savory pineapple-flavored glaze. It's a taste of Polynesian paradise right at your deli. Bon appetit, bon voyage, and of course, aloha. Bold Aloha Sunshine Turkey. Available fresh from the deli and only from Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
I choose Buckeye Health Plan, the Medicaid plan rated number one in quality in Ohio. Buckeye covers my doctor, dental, and vision visits at no cost to me. Choose quality. Choose Buckeye. Go to choosebuckeye.com to find out how.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus. The Fan. Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall on the Buckeye Show.
Hour number two here on the Buckeye Show. What have we learned today? Here in our first hour, we have learned that Michi Johnson, four-star combo guard from Garfield Heights up in Cleveland, committed to the Buckeyes. And perhaps the bigger news of the day, we've learned that our producer, Evil Bald Colin, puts ketchup on his spicy chicken nuggets from Wendy's.
Yeah, and that ketchup just, frankly, sucks. It's just not as great as we thought it was when we were kids. And we need to realize that. You don't have to have ketchup to have a happy life. Usually, it makes things worse.
Yeah, I think it does. Kids put it all over the place.
Yep. The more you can go without it, the better you're going to be.
CB must not have a refined palate just yet. If you're putting ketchup.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's exactly
kid
what
palate.
It is. <That's>, all right, so we're going to have to get this take tomorrow from Chops and see if putting ketchup on chicken nuggets
is ketchup's
kid food.
Great.
Kid food. So that's what we've learned today in the first hour. Now, I will say we are going into the second hour of the program. Nick Saban, Timmy, you brought this to my attention yesterday. I heard Bishop and Laurinaitis talking about it yesterday as well.
Yep, big championship-winning idiot down there.
Nick Saban, to all the demise that Ohio State people have against him, that they don't like Alabama, and I understand that. Nick Saban is one hell of a college football coach, okay? He is the greatest college football coach of all time. And if he's not on your all-time list, then he's definitely one of them. What he has done in this era across a couple of schools has been unbelievably just, I can't even put it into words how good it was been, has been, right? Slew of national championships at Alabama.
He's the best.
He's the best.
He's the best ever.
He's the best ever.
We'll agree to that.
Okay.
He's the best college football coach in history. He's better than Bear Bryant.
So he was saying the other day that he believes that all Power 5 teams should play all Power 5 teams on their schedule. He said, I've been in the NFL, and you go in every week. There's no cupcake games. You go in, you train every single week like it's going to be your last game, and you need to schedule all Power 5 teams. And I'm with Nick Saban on this. I think that all Power 5 teams should do that. I'm even to the point that all Power 5 teams should just break away and have their own league because the non-Power 5 teams have no chance of ever winning a national championship.
We've talked about this a ton. I think you and I are on the same page because we both know that college football is going to it's going to change a bit more drastically than it already has. Like, we've got a college football playoff. We've got, you know, we expanded there. We're already talking about name, image, and likeness starting to bleed in. We had the threat of a union with the Northwestern players.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff has been coming at us, right, as fans of this game, this particular game being college football. We think it's going to change again pretty heavily. Talk about the shift in conference realignment, right? Like, how big was that? We could have had the crumbling of one of those big conferences. The Big 12 barely hung on. It was
right.
Busted off the hinges based on what Texas and Oklahoma were going to do. If they bolted,
done.
Dead.
Disintegrated.
Kansas is out there as an independent, floating on its basketball prominence alone. So
can't join the Big Ten without football. Sorry to have you, Kansas.
I'm with you on that. Like, a Central Florida of the world, what can it really win? Because if there's someone that good that exists and can't be in a Power 5 conference and they still don't have a chance to sniff a national championship, then what are they even doing? You know,
I'm with you.
It has to 100% be about the dollars, and we need to come up with a system where those schools can still make some of their money and operate and have a chance to actually win something real. Fresno State. You go to Fresno State, do you just check your dream at the door of ever winning a championship? It's impossible. It can't be done. So what are we even doing? And now back to what Nick Saban is talking about, Beam. Oh, you know, I just think we should schedule more Power Fives and maybe schedule, you know, two instead of one. Like, first, there's a couple things. A, is that even a story? B, why don't you put your money where your freaking mouth is and just do it? Nobody's stopping you. And three, even though I was going with A's and B's right there.
A, B, and three.
A, C, four. Like, what are we doing here, Nick? You can do this. And three, I'll just go back to my original statement and say, well, we can explore making this a party where it's equitable. The conference games are the same for all the Power 5 conferences. And we get into a rotation of playing lots of big non-conference games. You'd get pretty much one big one, one good, one medium one, and one relative cupcake. But it's all within the Power 5 party.
Yeah, and I think that the biggest discrepancy, as everybody out there listening, and if you follow Ohio State and you find yourself more interested in the Big Ten, then welcome to the show, and we appreciate you having you here. And you look at what the SEC does, Timmy. And not to say Alabama doesn't schedule a non-tough game every single year or doesn't schedule all tough games, because they do. You know, next year they're playing against USC. Okay, you know, that's another Power 5 team right there. That's 9 on the schedule. But my problem is for a coach like that to come out and say it. Listen, they could probably go 12-0 with playing all Power 5 teams anyways. They're that good. They are that good where they could do that. In 2020, they play USC, okay? They always play a big-time Power 5 game, not at home, not on the road, always at a neutral site. They have for years.
Until they're going to do a home-and-home with Wisconsin.
Correct.
Here. Thank you for finally stepping out on a limb. Do you know, though, who their premier game is this year? Do you know it, CB? Off the top of your head?
Because we were looking at it yesterday. And if you pull this out of your giant big brain, then I'm going to bring you Canes tomorrow.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
On the spot, I don't, but I could think about
it. Take a guess, because it's not very good.
It's an ACC team,
and it was just
Louisville
ho-hum.
Last year.
Mm-hmm, and Louisville sucked last year, so they got away with that one. It's an ACC team.
I'm not sure, but I'm going to know it right when you say it.
Just guess. A middle-of-the-road ACC team. Just say a name. Maybe you'll get it.
Duke.
Yeah, there you go. You got it. Duke is who Alabama is playing. Never, ever, ever. If David Cutcliffe has 7 double-digit win seasons in a row, can Alabama settle for Duke being their top non-conference game?
They're playing it at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
They're going to win by 45 with their eyes
kickoff,
closed.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. But at the same point, what are you even doing? The next year is fine. I told you, 2020, they're playing USC. That's fine. The next year, they're playing Miami, Florida. Okay, cool. You're bringing the U into town at the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta. I'm cool with that. The next year, you're going to Texas in 2022. Cool. A home and home with Texas against Alabama. I'm fine. The problem lies when you are saying that you think that every Power 5 team should play Power 5, and then this year, your other non-conference games are New Mexico State, Southern Miss, and Western Carolina, the Catamounts.
Come on.
You have 3 other opportunities in the year to do it,
and you don't.
You haven't.
You don't.
You haven't done it.
We went back a little bit right now. 2018, they had Louisville, as CB said, Arkansas State. So here come the cupcakes, right? Louisiana. Yeah, regular Louisiana.
Raging Cajuns, baby.
At home. That's the Raging Cajuns?
Yes.
And the Citadel. That was the other one. That was their November cupcake. 2017.
The Citadel.
Yeah, the Citadel.
Have they ever made a March Madness tournament?
They're FCS.
The Citadel?
They're in the FCS for football. They're not even in the division.
Exactly.
Hoops, they're D1.
I think
D1,
they were leading
but...
over Alabama at the half last year or something.
I don't know about
don't
that.
Don't you try to justify it. It's the Citadel, for God's sakes. That's a shame on Bama if that happened. And then Saban's going to say, well, I don't know why you would think that that's a game we can just roll the ball out and go and win. Oh, shut up. We're not stupid. You're not stupid. Obviously, you're not because you've won more championships than God. But stop pushing it off on us like we're stupid, too.
I know that there are so many great college football atmospheres around this country, right? And we are blessed to have one right in our backyard. We are just so grateful to have this museum, this mecca of the horseshoe that seats 105,000 people. Every time I drive by it, I make sure to look at it and appreciate it for what it is. And I hate the fact that we are now going to these stale dollar bill games against non-conference opponents that's being played in a third-party arena like Jerry World and the Mercedes-Benz Dome and all this stuff. That's really my biggest gripe. I want college football. I have NFL on Sundays. I can get toned-down environments on Sundays. I want home-and-home
Amen.
Series
Amen.
With big-time teams where I'm going to Texas, you're going to Oklahoma, Alabama's coming up to the north to play Wisconsin, Ohio State's going down to Clemson. I want that. And also, you shouldn't be bringing FCS teams anyways
No.
into your 11th game of the season before you play Auburn.
And that sucks for them, but look, there's still a place for them 11 games out of their schedule, right?
Sure.
They have a life with their own level, with their teams, with, you know, they've got their own recruiting base for all the kids that weren't good enough to play high Division I. They can fill those teams. They have places to go to school. They play football against each other, and then they have a playoff too. And that seems to work. You can either choose to watch it or not. Like, it's got its niche place. I think it's like anything, it wouldn't happen overnight, but it's slowly going to kill college football if you don't keep the competition at a maximum, because there aren't a lot of Ohio States out there where you're just so popular and you've been so successful that you're pretty much impervious to the way the economy fluctuates and how people choose to spend their dollars. Where there's always going to be somebody else lining up to say, you know what? I'll take those Buckeye football tickets. And even that, with the pricing of it, sure, will ebb and flow. So
it has this year.
You need to keep the Power Five matchups in-house. You need to play each other as much as you can, because it's a big risk. There aren't many games in this sport that you have to tote out there.
I think all college football fans would be in favor of it. I really do. I mean, you know, so what? The first three games of the year, whatever you want to do. I know Ohio State's now playing 9 games inside the conference, mm-hmm, and that's the way it's set up. And Alabama's playing 8, and Clemson's playing 8 because they're not playing a 9-game conference schedule. But at the same time, you look around, and I can't get over the fact, Timmy, is that you are playing these cupcake teams, and yet you're saying, I think that we should have all Power 5 games.
It's like, amazing.
No, you're Nick Saban. You have the power to do that.
To refresher course, because we're going over these comments from Nick Saban.
Yeah.
And the article is, he is all for embracing scheduling, and here's the keyword, multiple Power 5 opponents each season. He's not even saying going to 100% Power 5 opponents. Schools all over the place. The Pac-12 is almost restricted teams from doing FCS opponents. They might have even done that, and they've gone with more, almost all Power 5 opponents for their non-conference scheduling, or at least two. He's just backing the idea of going with multiple, picking up a second Power 5 when he has 4 non-conference slots. A lot of the years you've seen Ohio State, shoot, even last year, Oregon State and TCU. There was two right in there. Bama really has never gone with this, even a second Power 5 opponent.
Can't remember the last time they played 10 Power 5 teams. Can't remember the last time. They usually have one, and then the 3 of the rest of them are cupcakes. So
get on it, Nick.
Absolutely, man. You're Nick Saban. You're the best college football coach of all time. If you want it done, schedule. I'm sure you can make a call happen and schedule all the Power 5 teams. So, all right. I mean, I'm done talking about that for tonight. That gets me fired up.
So quit asking.
That's right. So quit asking about it. We'll give you the latest in the conference you know and love with the Big Ten Insider. That's coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show right here in the Fan.
All the dumb things we say are on demand when you want them. Just utilize the computer chip we've implanted into your brain. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, Buckeye fans. AEP Energy is redefining the game with smart energy choices for your home or business. Take advantage of AEP Energy's renewable energy plans to protect the environment and protect your wallet from rising energy costs. Boundless choices, boundless commitment, boundless energy. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. That's aepenergy.com/OSU, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
The Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, in partnership with Ohio State Athletics, is pleased to launch the Scarlet and Gray Business Network. This program supports the Ohio small business community and associates your business with one of the strongest brands in college athletics, the Ohio State Buckeyes. To learn more or to join the Scarlet and Gray Business Network, visit sgbnetwork.com. Presented by the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, digital marketing for your business.
For over 30 years, Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse has been serving Columbus with the finest award-winning thick-cut aged steaks. Consistently voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is also rated excellent by Zagat Guide as one of the top steakhouses in the country. Enjoy happy hour cocktails Monday through Friday with bar plates starting at $5. Located in Upper Arlington, downtown, and Dublin, Hyde Park can accommodate events for groups of 6 to 300. Hyde Park knows Buckeye fans demand the best. That's why they're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Adena Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. We're expanding our services with walk-in clinics, after-hours care, and more providers than ever. It's all part of Adena's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at adena.org. Adena Health System, here for life.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with our award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland.
Getting a mortgage? We take pride in providing the value and service you deserve in one of the most important transactions you'll ever have. Community banks have the most flexibility and the lowest rates. Now fact check that. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's never too early to plan your fantasy football league. Join the fan at the Ultimate Fantasy Football Draft Party at Hollywood Casino Columbus on Saturday, August 24th. Sign up at 971thefan.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966 for help. Must be 21 or older to enter.
What you're listening to is a father who overslept starting his day.
Go, my wallet!
It's hard to remember everything when you're not sleeping well.
Honey, have you seen my wallet? Never mind, got it!
Good thing, because IKEA is rolling out new lower prices for mattresses, bed frames, dressers, and more.
Oh, my keys!
Everything he needs to have a good night's sleep.
Honey?
And an easier morning.
While supplies last, visit your IKEA store, ikea-usa.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Did you know that 1 in 8 Americans struggle with hunger? Yet more than 40% of the food we produce is thrown out. At Kroger, we know we can do something about this. We're donating more food to local food banks through our partnership with Feeding America. And we're working with World Wildlife Fund to end food waste. But we can't do it alone. And we hope you'll join us in creating a world with zero hunger and zero waste. Visit thekrogerco.com to learn how you can help.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Amanda with Logan AC and Heat Services. Stay cool this summer with our inventory sale going on now. Take 50% off a Trane air conditioner when you purchase a furnace. And we've got financing options too, including 0% APR for 60 months. Estimates are free and installation only takes one day. So find us on Google to book your appointment now. We're the home of fast, friendly service, Logan Services.
The Buckeye Show is presented by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's Big Ten Insider. All the news and notes from across the conference.
Brought to you by United Dairy Farmers. United Dairy Farmers are keeping it fresh in the neighborhood. Handmade malts, nitro cold brew coffees, and so much more.
Back here on the Buckeye Show, Big Ten Insider time. Under Armour releasing their throwback uniforms today. Northwestern is an Under Armour team. Maryland is an Under Armour team. I have to say, you know my take on this, is that I am against all forms of Ohio State alternate and throwback uniforms. I think it's the perfect uniform. You don't need to touch it. But when it's not Ohio State, I'm fine with them. Case in point with it being Maryland. Maryland had the new uniforms today. They unleashed them to the world. They are actually better than their current ones with the Maryland flag. They look kind of Georgia-y, as someone pointed out to me on Twitter. They got the white pants.
Maybe so.
They've got the red jerseys, white numbering, black outline, and then they have the Maryland color flag on the shoulder patches, so it's not as outlandish and outworldly as the uniforms are right now for the University of Maryland.
I always think that Maryland football in the recent years, since they've had the affiliation with Under Armour, which its factory sits right there on the banks of the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. You take that water taxi around. I just did it. You will see the Under Armour building right back there. So they're very proud of that. And with Kevin Plank going to Maryland and being a guy there where he pretty much developed his product by giving it to the football players and letting them try it out. I don't know what they've always done with overdoing one of the greatest flags that we have, one of the greatest state flags outside of our own. I really do believe Maryland and Ohio have the coolest state flags, with Ohio being the only one that's a guidon, that it's that shape of a flag.
Non-rectangle,
the guidon that it's called. And Maryland is the other cool one. And they just did too much with it. Have it be featured on the helmet, but get off all the shoulder stuff that they've had to do in the past. And this new one, subtle, it's just red.
It's fine.
It's got terps on the helmet. Check it out. Follow Beamer's advice. Look for some of this stuff on Twitter for some of the Big Ten unis. Northwestern, another Under Armour. Good-looking unis as well here today.
Back to the Maryland one. It's got the flag design ingrained into the back of the helmet without it being the colors, so it's still got, like, all the symbols and
without
everything.
Without overdoing it.
On the back of the helmet, it's good. Northwesterns are fine. They just say NU. They got the purple pants. They got the white jerseys, purple lettering, purple helmets. So Northwesterns are fine, and then Maryland's are fine, too. So I'm not against all throwbacks. I am just against Ohio State wearing any sort of alternate jersey because their uniforms are so perfect. CB gave me this story today. This is from College Football Talk. Northwestern standing behind 2020 commit ruled ineligible for completing too many class credits.
Oh, that's not what you want.
Listen to this. Abdur Rahman Yassin is a 2020 recruit who committed to Northwestern in December last year. He officially visited the Wildcats in May of this year ahead of his senior season of high school football. Actually, it should have slash would have been the wide receiver's senior season of football, as he has been ruled ineligible by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. The issue? It's been deemed that Yassin, who is homeschooled up until entering his freshman year at Walled Lake Western High School, earned too many class credits and should have initially been classified as a sophomore and not a freshman. Thus, according to the high school bureaucrats in Michigan, Yassin has used up all of his eligibility. Unbelievable.
Wow.
That you're taking away this kid's senior year of high school for being ahead in the classroom.
You know what's sad is when I heard the headline about this and knew nothing about the story, I immediately jumped the gun and thought this was an NCAA issue.
I did too.
That someone had too many credits and you were so impressed by this young man coming into his, you know, real college clock, at least his athletic clock, right? You're saying, oh, whoa, you've got like 2 years of college experience academically under your belt, so we're only going to give you 2 years to play college football. You know, 18, 19, and then you're done. And if you're so good that you would be ready to go to the NFL, well, sucks to be you, because you're not even going to be able to play college football before you are eligible to be drafted. But it's a high school issue. Seems weird to me, Beamer. Seems weird. I mean, this should be, you can't just tell a kid that he gets 1 year less to be an athlete.
It's all about classroom. It's not like he was playing on varsity football when he's in seventh grade
or
and jumping
grade,
the gun.
Right? Yeah.
Or it's not like he was held back and he already played 2 years of varsity or something like that. This kid took too many classes. He was smarter. He advanced his classes, and now they're ruling him ineligible. It's crazy. An initial appeal was denied. While an appeal of denial is still working its way through the system, it's thought Yassin will not receive an answer from the MHSAA before the start of Walled Lake season. The good news that, regardless of whatever happens, Northwestern is standing behind its scholarship offer. I talked to Northwestern last Thursday. Yassin's head coach, Alex Grinion, said, hey, we got his back 100%. It's
Heck
fine
yeah.
with us. It's just unfortunate he doesn't get to play this fall. He doesn't get to experience his senior season.
Shoot, man, Northwestern, those guys are licking their chops. They're saying, this is my kind of guy.
Of course.
The dude who's getting ahead of the game right here. He's smart kid.
Also got an offer from Dartmouth. So that tells you that the kid is brilliant on the field and off the field with his nose in the books.
What a shocker that something dumb here is coming from that state up north.
I
What are we doing?
It's crazy, man. you are, and I know that, you know, he's going to go on and play Division I college football for Northwestern and Pat Fitzgerald, and that is an unbelievable honor to go to school there and play football in Division I college football. But it means so much to the kids, not around this state, around all 50 states who are playing high school football going into your senior year, because it's likely the last time that they ever get to play football again.
They
unless you're the 2 or 3% that get to go to college and play football, you are taking away what that kid can cherish. Who cares if he's going to Northwestern?
They can't do this. Has he played only 3 years of varsity sports? Then he should get his fourth year.
He is not going to be able to go out there probably with his best friends and play the game ever again with him if they uphold this appeal. That's horrible. What a horrible thing to take away. What is the advantage of not having him be eligible?
There is none. And Beamer, didn't everyone, I won't say everyone, but I think you and I have talked. I'm not some genius. I am far from it.
Shocker. But you're not
shocker,
a genius.
Right? I mean, that blows your mind. I know
it's crazy.
But when I was a senior in high school, I moved from I moved states, right? So I had Virginia high school curriculum, moved to Utah when my parents, you know, my dad took a job transfer, had to go with him, couldn't stay back in Virginia for a whole year.
Pops, I'm going to stay.
Yeah, I'm not going. I'm going to live on the street or I'm going to live with a buddy.
I'm going to go on the line.
Not going. So credits, I was ahead of the curve. The Virginia credits, when they all transferred over, I found out I was ahead of the game. So
Virginia smarter than Utah.
Virginia smarter than Utah, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I was there and I was like, oh, great. That's a good problem to have. So I started taking actual college courses. I would physically take myself. Some high schools will have them there, I think.
Yeah.
I physically took myself over to Weber State because it was like a 3-minute drive. They did programs there. And are you meaning to tell me that if I was then going to become like a golfer or an athlete at Weber State, they were going to, because it would be the same thing. Like what the high school system is doing, that would be like Weber State saying, nah, you know what? You started going to college, so you only get 3 years to play a sport here.
You don't get your last year.
Well, dudes, I hadn't graduated high school yet. I was just getting ahead. It's like taking summer school, right?
Of course it is.
It's like doing it on an advanced path as a college kid and trying to graduate in 3 years and then become a grad transfer and get the free transfer and still play.
It's absolutely crazy, and I don't understand it. I hope that this kid gets to play his senior year. I hope he helps out his team and gets to play with his best friends in high school. It is dumb. All right, we'll take a look at the Ohio State non-conference schedules that are on the horizon in football. Timmy actually noticed something pretty interesting when we were looking at this earlier today. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
Every Tuesday night at 9, it's Inside the Crew. Your weekly look at all things black and gold. Only on your flagship home for Crew Soccer. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hurry in during the Ram Summer Clearance event to see why more people are switching to Ram than ever before. It's because the new Ram 1500 has more power with an available Hemi V8 and best-in-class V8 towing. It's no wonder why the Ram 1500 is the most awarded truck in America and the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. So no matter what you need more of this summer, make sure you hurry in for great deals during the Ram Summer Clearance Event. Well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $269 a month for 36 months with $3,750 due at signing, tax, title, license extra. Based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of Conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016, class based on light-duty pickups. Based on awards within the light-duty pickup segment from January 15, 2018 to January 1, 2019. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9-3.
I love being a bartender. I love waiting tables. But at the end of my shift, my feet were killing me. And so I had to pretend like I was having a good time. And really, I couldn't wait to sit down. But it wasn't just my feet. It was also my knees were achy. I had a neck pain, too. I was in so much pain. I kind of lost hope, really. And then I saw the Good Feet store, and that's when everything changed.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Kristen enjoy their work again without their feet getting in the way.
It was pretty shocking to realize that I'd been in so much pain and suddenly I'm completely pain-free. Now that I have the Good Feet arch supports, I don't have to pretend to be happy. I'm genuinely happy. So, cheers. My name is Kristen and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting.
at the Goodfeet Store.
Call 880-9255 or visit the Goodfeet Store on Polaris Parkway or Grove City.
Carpenter and Rothman.
This is a new reality show. We drop people into airports, give them a certain amount of time to make connections, and see who wins.
Carpenter and Rothman.
Presented by your local Pella Window Showroom.
Weekdays noon to 3 on The Fan.
A recent AAA survey says that 2 out of 3 U.S. drivers don't trust auto repair shops, recommending unnecessary services, overcharging for services, and negative past experiences top the list. Hi, I'm Eric Raber, owner of ER Auto Care. In 2007, I thought there's got to be a better way to do auto repair. At ER Auto Care, we give you a free inspection with an estimate at every visit, not a labor charge and high-pressure sales tactics like the other guys. So if you've ever felt lied to when it came to auto repair, come to ER Auto Care. We'd love to be your auto repair shop. We service all American, Asian, and European vehicles, plus light-duty trucks, with quality that beats the dealer and without dealer pricing. Call us at 614-363-0509. We're just 20 minutes west of Columbus at 8005 Lafayette Plain City Road in Plain City. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and on the web at erautocare.com.
Just like no two people are exactly the same, neither are their cancers. There is no routine cancer. That's why the James is pioneering discoveries into what makes a patient's unique cancer start and stop. By understanding the genetic makeup of each patient's cancer, we're leading the way to better outcomes, fewer side effects, and more hope. At the James, we go beyond the routine to prevent, detect, treat, and cure cancer. To learn more, call 1-800-293-5066.
Since 1897, the Byers family has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. Over the years, we've gone from horses to horsepower. Still family-owned and operated, our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in town. Today, we have 8 locations, 16 new car brands, and over 3,000 vehicles to choose from. So new, used, certified, or service, Byers Auto has something for everybody. And you can find it all on one website. Visit ByersAuto.com.
Byers Auto, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Punting is not an option. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Back here on the Buckeye Show, before we get to talking about the Ohio State football schedules and Timothy living in fantasy land.
I like to live in fantasy land from time to time, and you should too, because it can be better than the one we are living in. Why wouldn't you want to live in a land that's better than the one you are living in? At least for 15 minutes out of the day.
Sure.
Just take yourself to a better place.
I spent an hour a day thinking about what would happen if I won $500 million in the lottery.
Your therapist might say it's a little bit too much time to be dedicated.
It's fine.
To something that won't happen.
It's whatever.
We dial that back to 15 minutes.
I like to keep it at an hour. It keeps me sane.
By the way, another fantasy land is the Fan Store, and that's open for business. Homage shirts, hockey and hound socks, and your favorite fan stickers are all available. Like fantasy stickers like Ted topless, wearing a thong, arching his back and looking back at you. That's the kind of fantasy stickers that are available.
I just got that mental image in my head.
Shop.971thefan.com.
And him saying, too hot. And, oh, man.
Oh, man, too hot.
Oh, man, that is pretty good. So you were talking about this Oakland A's pitcher who got it. He was just throwing baseballs at a minor league game. They clocked him on the radar gun at, like, what, 96, 97 miles an hour. And then you said, I've got 2 years left. I'm going to be a 37-year-old. I think I could still play in the minors. I think I can still do it.
Well, because the Nathan Patterson story, I joked, it's kind of like a baby rookie story.
Yeah.
I'm talking about The Rookie with Dennis Quaid. Everybody saw that movie, right? Fantastic movie. Even with a little Disney touch to
it's
it.
It's good.
Yeah. What was that? I think Jimmy Morris was 35, 36-ish. So that would be putting myself as a 37-year-old, get the gas in the right arm and hit mid-90s and just get a shot, just even if it's 1 week, even if it's living the minor league baseball lifestyle and then getting to the majors, or not even getting to the majors, just being some sort of a professional baseball player.
Yeah.
Just for a week or two to say that you were there, to have a really interesting story to pin with your life when you lay out your life's work. I was a minor league baseball player. Had no idea it was there, and then I was in my mid-30s and went to a tryout, found out I had something. I also have that dream of being an Olympian as like a runner or a curler. Why?
Well, I mean, I know why, but I can't believe this is a recurring
theme. To represent your country.
So then I asked you, I said, you know, well, if you weren't a pitcher, what position do you think you would play? Because looking at you, you're decently athletic, but by no means
not athletic.
The top 25, even the top 50% of athletes in this country.
Not triple A baseball athletic.
No, you're not. And I asked you, what position do you think you could play? And I suggested right field. We're going to stick you out in right field, and it's going to be all good. You will be fine. And your response to me...
I said, I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't think so. And I'm with you. I would be the unathletic loser that doesn't belong. Like, we're doing like a favor to you by putting you out here.
Of course.
So we have to find a spot where we can put you where you won't screw up enough. And this is no offense to any baseball players out there. I'm thinking that I would be best suited as second baseman.
You
had to put me out there for a couple
where
innings.
I played in high school.
You are a lunatic.
What'd you say, CB?
He played there.
I said where
school.
I played in high school, second base.
Second baseman. I mean, I played second base.
I mean, look at CB.
Up,
he's so athletic, though. He's way more athletic than you are.
I think I can make the throws and maybe get a ground ball or two. Right field, I couldn't. I'm not athletic enough to make any plays in the outfield, cut off a ball, chase down a fly ball, track it the right way. I couldn't do it. I couldn't make the throw in from out there.
I think you would consistently make mistakes in your pants if you had a barreled ball coming at you at 110 miles an hour right at second base. I don't think you could make a single play at second base.
Well, I'm not saying it'd be easy.
So you think you'd be better at second base than standing out in right field? You got a center fielder to help you out. All your covering's about a, I don't know, how big is it? It's a 50 by 50 little square foot radius. Yeah, I think that you are much better suited for right field. And you said, I'm not a good enough athlete, so let me play infield at a triple
A
level.
Right. See, now I'm thinking about you have like the opportunity to do like a live out a sports fantasy and like get in the batter's box or things like that, which some people wouldn't even be interested in doing. And now that you're putting it this way, like if we were to go out to Huntington Ballpark and
said, Tim, you're in the lineup tonight,
have their hitting instructor or pitching coach, whoever, you know, does the BP over there, simulate like or get one of their lefties to simulate just pull hitting one right to second base, a hard hit ground ball. I don't even know if I would even sign up to do that sports experience, because if it hits a pebble, I mean, you are done. You're done. Already got a wife at home with a blown patellar tendon. I could take one to the eye and be blind.
You don't trust yourself with your athleticism enough to get that glove up there?
Maybe I could catch a can of corn in an inning out in right field without having to move enough.
I think you could make a play in right field way before you could make a play at second base. And I don't even think it's close. I don't even think that it is a contest that you can make a catch out in right field, but anything that is hit towards you hard at second base or 5 feet off the line of which you're standing, you aren't even getting there. Look at the play the third baseman for the Nationals just made. You think you can do that? There is 0% chance that you, Timmy Hall, could line up in a triple-A game and make any play.
Jonathan Villar, the second baseman for the Orioles, he had a web gem the other day. I mean, where he just, I mean, it was over the second base bag.
Yeah.
And he just snagged it fully horizontal, got the guy out by two steps. I mean, insanity.
Pretty impressive.
These guys are incredible. They are incredible. You're right. Couldn't be a second baseman.
If anybody knows a person that is going to be willing to hit 100 mile an hour batted balls at Tim at any sort of baseball or softball field, please let me know. Follow him on Twitter at TimHall971. Yeah. I'm there at BrandonBeam971. You can follow us on the show at The Buckeye Show. And our guy CB, who played second base in high school, he's there at CBerringer971. Getting to the Ohio State football future schedules. We were looking at this yesterday. You noticed something pretty interesting when we were looking down the line, because we were looking at that Alabama story.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so in 2020...
We saw Ryan Day had a comment about it and scheduling and all that.
So 2020, you got Bowling Green coming here to the Shoe. You go to Oregon. You go to the Autzen Zoo in 2020. That'll be cool. And then you have a non-Khalil Mack Buffalo team coming in. 2021, Oregon at home, Tulsa at home, Akron at home. Okay, cool. 2022, here's where things get a little wacky. Notre Dame at home, we know the home-and-home series. Toledo that year, too. 2023, at Notre Dame. 2024, at Washington. 2025, at Texas. You have three straight years of your massive non-conference games on the road. Your marquee games in the non-conference are on the road. Fascinating. That's got to change before it happens, right?
We think we found something here in the scheduling in the future that just has to change. And you really wonder, and we even looked at Notre Dame's schedules for a couple of years, and we couldn't figure out why they wouldn't switch that 2022 and 2023 and have Notre Dame be here in Columbus.
Notre Dame's only got four home games scheduled in 2022.
Right. Like, you could sell. I think we saw that they've got USC at home or Clemson at home.
Clemson
was one of them. Imagine the ticket sales you're going to get, the buzz and excitement you're going to get for the home slate for Notre Dame football. It's always pretty good. But then you can pack a Ohio State and Clemson playing in our building. Look, you're playing the Buckeyes anyway. You'd rather have them at home than have Clemson at home and then have to go to Ohio State in that year. Basically, the odd years we found out, we're in 2019. The odd years right now are when the Buckeyes play more Big Ten road games, because we're on an uneven schedule now. So that means, and it fits this year, that in an odd year, you'd have all three of your non-conference games be at home.
Right.
So you could get to seven home games. And to see 2023, 24, and 25 all contain big away non-conference games is a very strange thing.
The series against Notre Dame will either flip and you'll play Notre Dame on the road first in 2022, or the series against Washington will flip in 2024, 2025. But then you would be going to Texas and to Washington.
Then we'd need
in
to flip the Texas series.
And then we'd be back to where we started.
Yeah.
And then we'd be back to where we started, and it wouldn't matter. So interesting look ahead to the Ohio State non-conference schedule in football. All right, more preseason hype for Chase Young. Also, Matty Hayes from the NFL Hour. He'll stop by and join us for our last segment. It's the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
Proud to be your go-to sports addiction for over 20 years. Your Buckeye flagship station. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
We believe in food.
Grown in the fields of Ohio.
In clean air and water.
And in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us in the journey.
Together.
Together.
Together with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-Miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-Miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP Experience at ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit ohiostatefourmiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the Shoe.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Love the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Hey, we want you to be a body double for
Trey, Steve Martin for you. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
I would get John Goodman.
They'd ask me to play The Rock.
Golic and Wingo.
Presented by Moomoo Express Car Wash.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on The Fan.
Ohio, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Ooh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more, like military and federal discounts, with your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
What you're listening to is a father who overslept starting his day.
Go, my wallet!
It's hard to remember everything when you're not sleeping well.
Honey, have you seen my wallet? Never mind, got it!
Good thing, because IKEA is rolling out new lower prices for mattresses, bed frames, dressers, and more.
Oh, my keys!
Everything he needs to have a good night's sleep.
Honey?
And an easier morning.
While supplies last, visit your IKEA store, ikea-usa.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Don't cry if you missed your favorite show. Go to 971thefan.com, pick your show, and enjoy the podcast. On demand anytime. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. When they're not playing office basketball, they're doing this. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Back here on the Buckeye Show, final segment of the program. At 8 o'clock, we have the NFL Hour with Matty Hayes. I was going to say Matty Ice and Matty Hayes in the same sentence.
Same guy.
It's whatever. I'm the same dude.
And Joshua Perry. But Matty has come back into the studio.
Yep.
After doing 3 to 6 with Common Man, you just stayed at work.
Yeah,
huh?
I just stayed here and just hung out and just got some stuff ready for tomorrow and finish up the prep for tonight. So I might as well spend the night. At this rate, I might as well just sleep over at the studio tonight.
What's coming up tonight? Helmet Gate?
We'll get into a little bit of Helmet Gate. We got to go back and do a little Browns Bengals preseason week one. We've got Dak. Does he want $40 million? Doesn't he want $40 million? There's a lot going on.
Crazy.
So, I mean, we got Duke Johnson traded since the last time we've talked. Your guy, Trent Williams, hates the Redskins. So we got a lot to get into.
I know there's some stuff about, is there truth to Dak saying that? If there is truth to that, he's lost his mind.
He's cray cray.
He's clearly lost his mind.
He is absolutely cray cray.
But I got to ask you, because you played baseball too. You're a big baseball player in high school.
Yeah.
If you had to survive an inning in the field in professional baseball, what spot are you choosing in the field?
I'd probably play second. I'd probably play second base.
That's what
He's
I said.
Way more athletic than you, though.
I played second and third base.
That much more?
Yes. It's not even close.
Yeah, I think my athletic.
Look at him. Yeah. He is so svelte. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, it's not even close to you.
Timmy, if we did like a combine, if we did combine testing right now, I think I'm just dogging you in probably all the categories.
Wow.
Really, honestly. But no, I played second base and third base, and third base in the major league. That's no joke. Like, you're talking about being that close to dudes hitting 100 miles an hour.
Oh, God.
Yeah, forget it. So you want to play second base, nice little cushion, play in the middle infield. That's where I could get down. I can make
play
some plays.
Play deep out there.
Yeah, in the shift, whatever you need. I got nice little hands. We can flip little double plays, me and Iglesias for the Reds. I get it done.
I think that
he would be much better suited in right field. He said he couldn't make it. He said he couldn't make any plays out there. I said you would make a lot more plays in right field than you would at second base.
He steered me to right field, and I agree with it. But I'm a little upset now with like what a laughing stock I'd be at second base.
Now I
kind of want to try it again because this is just getting ridiculous. Like I'm just some sucker. Like I'm a clown out there. I won't even know like what hand to put my glove on. Like that's what we're making it sound like. Oh God, this is an idiot out
now,
there.
If we put second you in base. Right field, if we put him in right field, we need a cannon. You got a cannon? Because we need you throwing dudes out at home plate.
No, I don't have a cannon. That's why I said second base, because I got a strong enough arm that I can make that throw to first and flip it to second.
So if this was like MLB The Show, how would we grade your lateral movement on a scale of 1 to 100? You know how they got the speed and all that lateral movement.
Oh, first, probably a 71.
71? Yeah. No way.
That's bad, right? For video game standards?
No, that's
standards?
Fine. That's
71's
fine.
All right, 59.
59, lateral movement. First step, you got a nice little first step. It's all about the angles in the outfield. It's not all about speed.
The first step's fine. It's those steps after that. once I twist my knee or pull a muscle. But that first step is always going to be pretty good.
All right. So Chase Young, he won this award yesterday, which I think is fantastic. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
The Fox College Football Preseason Awards.
Did Urban give him this?
No.
This is the best guy I've ever been around.
Chase Young, one of the best guys I've ever been around. As voted on by at College Football on Fox fans, Chase Young, a big congratulations goes out to the Predator. He won Defensive Player of the Year for the preseason.
It doesn't surprise me.
I don't know really what this award is, but everything that these guys are raking in, Chase Young, I mean, you talk about a guy who is going to be first ballot All-American. Yeah. He's going to be on every single watch list for everything. Defensive Player of the Year in the preseason goes to number two, goes to the Predator. In Chase Young. Not shocking at all.
No, not at all. He is the dude that we always hear the term, one of those first dudes off the bus.
Yeah.
That's what you want in Chase Young. And I heard James talking to Bo about it earlier this week and how he was over at the scrimmage and how he's finally growing into that body, right? So, no, that's a scary sight with him coming off the edge. And we all talked about this, too. The experience that he got last year when Bosa went down, that's going to be huge for him this season. So, yeah, I think we're talking about a dude that's going to be a top 10 pick pretty easily, depending on what happens with the quarterbacks. And it'll be him and the kid from Iowa, right?
Yeah,
AJ and Vanessa.
Yeah, those will be the two dudes that you hear a lot about as far as pass rushers. But no, Chase Young should be crushing it this year, man.
Are you looking forward to Hard Knocks tonight?
I'm all in. Now, I cannot wait to see what this AB stuff looks like. Gruden's always entertaining as it is, but that's what everybody's lining up to see tonight, right?
The
AB saga.
Right.
Absolutely.
I don't know how much of that they're going to show because all of the previews and everything has just basically been about Sean McVay and the combined training camps that the Rams are getting and the Raiders.
There was some smoke coming out of, not even smoke, this was a reality that happened, that there was a couple fights that happened between the Rams and the Raiders. So I'm sure we'll get an inside look at that, which is always good too.
That's never happened before.
Right.
Oh, no. Not on Hard Knocks.
This would be a new thing.
Not on Hard Knocks. I love the DeAndre Hopkins, D'Angelo Hall scene. A couple years ago, where he told him, "I just fear God, homie." I mean that right there. That's it.
Was it on Hard Knocks? Did we get Andre Johnson and why am I blanking on the guy's name from
Cortland
Tennessee?
Finnegan? That was in a game.
Right,
Finnegan.
That was
in a game where he was throwing haymakers.
Andre Johnson going berserk.
Going nuts.
AJ Green against Jalen Ramsey can hold nothing to that fight.
Yeah,
you took me to a special place there with the D'Angelo Hall throwback.
Yeah, you remember that scene.
That guy was around for a long time. He picked off Jay Cutler four times in a game once.
Not shocking.
No.
My favorite player of all
time. Then eight other guys did that after him.
Picked them off five times. All right, here's what's coming up tonight.
97.1 The Fan's Buckeye Show. Where it's at. Where it's at.
Indians trail in the top of the third. 2-0 up in Cleveland against the Boston Red Sox. Reds in action. They trail 1-0 in the top of the fourth against the Washington Nationals. Aristides Aquinos.
What in the world is happening?
I don't know why. I put an extra S
Aquino.
On. Aquino.
Yeah.
I put an extra S. No, it's Aquino.
Yeah, it's Aquino.
Yeah.
You went with a little.
I said yo, didn't I?
There's a little more Quino in there.
Yeah, no tilde over the end.
Tony Pena, not Pena.
Right.
Right.
Aquino, not Aquino. Mm-hmm.
Eight homers.
Yeah, in 12 games. He is the only player in Major League Baseball history to have that number.
How about the trade that's working out for both squads? Puig's doing well. Reyes hit a home run for the Tribe last night. And then we got Bauer throwing well for the Reds. And Aquino just flexing on cats rounding third base.
It's been fantastic. It's been a great time, especially for Aquino. I'll be interested to see what he does tonight. Matty, have a good show tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Be good.
Exactly. Timmy, you are on Carpenter and Rothman tomorrow. You're with Bob. I'll be in here with Matty Andrews tomorrow. So I will see you on the other side.
Let's take care of biz.
Let's do it. All right, NFL Hour up next right here on The Fan.
This has been The Buckeye Show with Tim Hall and Brandon Beam. Listen weekdays at 6 for the best and most Buckeye talk on the Ohio State Station.
Sponsored by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit columbusmitsu.com today.
Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Toyota's national clearance event is on. Now through September 3rd, get a low-mileage lease on the adventurous new 2019 RAV4 LE for just $199 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details. That's just $199 a month for a RAV4. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Adena Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. At Adena's new ER in Chillicothe, we're using state-of-the-art technology to change the face of emergency care in the region. It's all part of Adena's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at adena.org. Adena Health System, here for life.
The Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, in partnership with Ohio State Athletics, is pleased to launch the Scarlet and Gray Business Network. This program supports the Ohio small business community and associates your business with one of the strongest brands in college athletics, the Ohio State Buckeyes. To learn more or to join the Scarlet and Gray Business Network, visit sgbnetwork.com. Presented by the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, digital marketing for your business.
Come on over to Heartland.
Now, to run a successful business, you need to develop a strong relationship with your accountant, your attorney, and most importantly, your community banker. If you find it hard to get advice from your